Well, welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and we're meeting on this snowy week, and this message is for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021. My theme today is taking charge of your spiritual health, and I want to read for you two scriptures. First is 1 Timothy 4, 8 and 9. This is the International Version. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying and deserves full acceptance. And then second is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16, again, New International Version. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Well, if you're a football fan, you know that this coming Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday, another high in our sports-crazed culture. One thing COVID did not shut down, changed but did not shut down, was NFL football. We live in a culture that has a preoccupation with the physical. Many of us have gym memberships, have experimented with diets, and make yearly resolutions to get more exercise and lose weight. Yet despite that preoccupation, we're not very healthy. Statistics say that 8 out of 10 of us are 25 pounds overweight, and about 80% of us do not meet recommended daily activity levels. The result is the proliferation of health issues such as diabetes, heart disease, cancers, high blood pressure, and billions of dollars of associated medical costs. Well, despite the emphasis on taking care of ourselves, we seem to fall short. What it really comes down to, I think, is personal discipline. But not just the discipline of getting up early and going to the gym or taking that daily walk. I'm going to suggest today that what we really need to work on is our spiritual discipline and our spiritual health. Spiritual health is the foundation for living a balanced life, characterized by a sense of order, peace, and wholeness. If our spiritual health is our number one priority, chances are we'll attempt to do the things within our power to maintain good physical and mental health as well. Why is good spiritual health so important? Well, as 1 Timothy 4:8 says, physical training is some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding the promise for the present life and the life to come. Our present physical body dies. It's only for this life. Our spiritual body is for eternity. So which would seem more important? Our spiritual health is the foundation for overall good health and wholeness. What does a spiritually healthy person look like? Well, I think Jesus provides for us a good example. Scripture says, as a boy, he grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. In his ministry, he was under pressure from friends and enemies, from those who sought him out and those who wanted to take him out. Yet he never seemed hurried, never seemed to be taken by surprise, always seemed to be in control. Jesus knew the importance of balance and of keeping things in perspective. And although he faced significant challenges, those crowds pressing to hear him to be healed, those skeptics and religious leaders who felt threatened by him, he knew how to keep his life in balance and in control. How did he do it? He knew scripture. He prayed. He took time away for himself from the crowds. What does a spiritually healthy person look like? I want to suggest two things to you. Proverbs 14:30 says, a heart at peace gives life to the body. When our lives are characterized by a sense of order, peace, and wholeness, whatever comes in life doesn't rattle us because we're connected with something and someone greater than ourselves. We have a sense of what we can control and what we cannot. We know that when those bigger than life events happen, we have one we can turn to for the strength to get through. A heart at peace gives life to the body. That reminded me of the Serenity Prayer attributed to American theologian Reinhold Niebuhr. You're familiar with it, I'm sure. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. One whose heart is at peace is one who knows a sense of serenity and perspective. One who possesses a heart at peace is not just sitting around and taking life as it comes. So second, a spiritually healthy person is in pursuit of something. In Philippians 3:12, Paul says he presses on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. A spiritually healthy life is not a static life. It's a life characterized by the pursuit of something of immeasurable value. In 1 Peter 1:13 through 16, the apostle writes, "Do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.'" The spiritual healthy person is pursuing something of great value. They're looking forward, confident in Christ, pursuing perfection in Christ, what Peter called holiness. Such pursuit involves intentionality. I purpose to grow as a spiritually healthy person and do the things necessary to grow, such as regular study of scriptures, not just reading, but study, both personal and with others. That's why the church offers Bible studies, Sunday school classes, and other opportunities for growth. For your spiritual health and your overall health, you need to be pursuing holiness and godliness. In his book, Just Courage, pastor and author Gary Haugen tells of a time when he went hiking with his father and brothers on Mount Rainier. When his dad suggested they try to reach base camp, 10-year-old Haugen wasn't sure he could make it. His father reassured him he'd be there to help, but Haugen decided to stay in the cushy comfort of the visitor center. He says, "I went on the trip, but missed the adventure." Too often we choose safety and the cushy comfort of the status quo. We miss out on the journey to spiritual health and a healthy life when we don't take the risk to get out of the visitor center. In cutting ourselves off from the journey, we also miss the adventure, the joy, and the experience of seeing God meet us at our point of need. We miss out on growing into the spiritually healthy and holy person we could be. So are you stuck at the visitor center, missing out on the great adventure? Are you learning something new about God and about Jesus every day as you pursue a life of holiness and healthiness? Is your life in balance, experiencing a sense of order, peace, and wholeness? It really all comes down to your spiritual health. So get out of that cushy, easy chair. Don't just watch the game. Get in the game. Press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called you heavenward in Christ Jesus. I want to close today with a poem titled "Press On to the Higher Calling" by Ken Pilcher, Jr. "Don't let the trials of life stop you from winning the prize of being one with the Son of God. Press on to the mark of the higher calling that is set in Jesus. Forget the things that so easily upset you. Forget what makes you afraid. Forget the things that are behind you, the mistakes, the disappointments, and the regrets. Invite Jesus to be with you in all that you do and say, and then press on to the love, the peace, and the joy that comes with Jesus. Press on to the higher calling." Amen. Hope to see you on Sunday morning. In the meantime, stay warm, stay safe. God bless.